3CR, your community radio station, and we've got Agapi on the line. G'day, Agapi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
Good. It's not so cold today.
Let's see what's going to happen the rest of the day.
Kalimera, Agapi. How are you?
Buongiorno. Come sta? Good.
Yeah, good. You've come on the show to tell us about an important new action for the suburbs of... I mean, the residents of the best suburbs in Melbourne, the northern suburbs, Darabin Council. What are we doing?
This is going to happen on the 25th of August at a regular council meeting, the Darabin Council. We're putting in the motion to name the Reservoir Library after Gaetano Greco. This was a man that dedicated 17 years of representing the people of Reservoir. There's a nickname for him, and I'm sorry if I'm going to say it wrong in Italian. It's Campione del Popolo, the champion of the people.
That was well said, Agapi.
The important thing to note is that Gaetano is someone that dedicated his life to Darabin, to the northern suburbs, but to people more broadly, led campaigns to save Preston Market, was part of the new international bookshop, among other things, and the list sort of goes on. But I mean,
can I just go in here? He was instrumental in establishing the Darabin Welcome Refugees. It was his initiative to do the Darabin Intercultural Centre, the Save the Press, the Market, and the asylum seekers and the refugees.
Yeah,
and he's worked for 17 years in this council.
And another thing to remember is he was also a very proud and staunch union activist when he was working in the public service for many years. Yeah.
Yes.
He also was, more than that, he was one of these people who actually, it's almost like a positive virus. Like he went around talking with all types of people and brought them into the struggle, didn't he?
Exactly, yes. He was well-respected as an independent voice, but also as a mentor. People sought out his opinion. People sought out to talk to him. And as you said, he talked with everyone.
He was a courageous character.
I can recount an anecdote that was told to me by someone that grew up having him in his life as an adult presence. He was one of the only... This person recounted to me that he was one of the only people that that listened to kids' opinion. So when the adults were often talking to their own things, Gaetano would often come and sit with the children and hear what their thoughts were and see what they thought of the world, even encouraging political thought. But we say all these nice things because, Agapi, what are we fighting for really here? What do we want to do to rename the Reservoir Library? We want to force the council to acknowledge the legacy of this great person.
We need people to get behind this. We need people to be present on the 25th of August. We need the councillors and the council officers to see that people are behind this.
So we're just trying to build a campaign, and I mean, there's a link that people can go to that we'll put in the show notes. But really, we need people to email council.
To show their support.
Yes, to email councillors and show their support, yes.
And take a leaf out of Gaetano's book, which is Be Active, Stand Up. Make sure that everybody's hearing your voice.
Exactly.
Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Agapi. Have a great day.
You too. Ciao.
Ciao.
What happens when dingoes return to country? Find out at a special evening presented by Dingo Culture, Defend the Wild and the Dingo Conservancy. Experience two powerful short films, Mort, Calling Dingo Back to Country, and Woolleen, utilising dingoes as a management tool, followed by an expert panel discussion and audience Q&A. Friday, August the 14th, St Kilda Town Hall at 6:30pm. Book now at defendthewild.org or go to events.humanitix.com and search for Dingo. The Dingo Conservancy is a 3CR supporter.